Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When something like this happens, the focus shifts to the coach, doesn't it? It's like you're the one that's got to go figure this out. You got to go come up with something now.
Right.
How are you going to put the biscuit in the basket now?
Exactly.
You figure it out.
But, I mean, who do you turn to and who starts and, like, where do you get the offense and all the rest of it? I do think that Buddy made it, at least last night in a small sample, he made it a little bit easier because he kind of went into Steph mode, which is, I'm going to shoot these crazy threes. I'm going to the hoop. I'm going to try to score.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, Buddy Hield thought that he was Batman. He turned into baby Steph for one night. Is that sustainable? We'll find out.
We sure will. So you'll hear this coming up in a little bit. Until then, we'll hear you. We've been asking. Now knowing that Steph Curry is out at least 2, 3, and 4, games 2, 3, and 4, does last night feel like a win or does it feel like a loss? You won the game, you lost your star. 888-957-9570. How about Mike in Burlingame? Hey, Mike, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Yep.
Hi there.
Yep. Hi.
I'm calling because Curry, to be honest with you, he's my favorite player. And if you go back and look at the very beginning, it wasn't Curry who won the MVP of the finals. It was Iguodala. It wasn't Curry who won the second one. It was Durant. And Durant won two of them in a row. And he would have won three, but he got hurt. It was he who got hurt, and Curry didn't win the title. Toronto did. So listen, they've done it without Curry as the main guy. In fact, Iguodala came off the bench and ran things, getting $16 million off the bench. So they've done it before. Now, how many years has Curry played, and how many MVP finals does he have?
Hey, Mike.
One, is the answer.
You're awesome for listening to our show. And you live in the city where my dad taught for years. I have nothing but love for everything that makes you, Mike. But this is one of the worst takes I've ever heard in my entire life. Mike.
Well, you didn't let him finish.
Well, he's still here. Go ahead, Mike. Tell us how the Warriors have won anything in the last decade plus without Steph Curry. Anything.
How many MVP finals does he have?
Irrelevant, Mike. You're acting like that's the only person on the court, whoever wins the MVP, plus 90% of Warrior fans will tell you that Iguodala should not have won the NBA Finals MVP of the year that he did. That was kind of quirky because he was guarding LeBron and somehow held him to 40 one time, so people loved what he did. That nobody's winning anything without Steph Curry. Do you disagree with that?
No, I say that everybody knows in their heart that he needed a rest. He made 7 turnovers in one game. The guy did, he was dribbling behind his back. He calls it a performance. Listen, he needs a mental retake. When Jimmy got here, baby, that's when it all changed. They had Curry. It was Butler. Now, you know and I know the answer is this. The Butler did it.
He brought it home. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
The audacity.
Yeah.
The Butler has never done it in his career. I love Jimmy Butler. I've also never seen in my life an athlete get more credit for coming in second place. Ever. So I'm sorry. I do not want to hear that the Warriors can do bubkiss without Steph Curry and all of the evidence of all the things they've done when Steph wasn't the leader.
Don't think that they can beat Minnesota without Steph Curry?
I didn't say that, but he's...
Well, they've won series without Steph Curry before.
Yes, they have, but he's, first of all, not as an underdog they haven't, not later in rounds they haven't, and this one hasn't unfolded yet. I've been very clear. I don't think this series is over because he's out, but this call is drawing on history. And apparently diminishing everything that Steph Curry has done because he was never apparently the most important player on his own team, even though we all damn well know he's literally, with a capital T-H-E, the most important player on the team and always has been.
I'm not co-signing on that part of it.
Okay,
I'm looking at the history of a Warrior team without Steph in the playoffs and them being able to beat Houston. And yes, they were the number one overall seed. They were the team that won 73 games. So they were obviously a better team than this team was, but you lost Steph early and then he came back and he got hurt a second time and you still went out and you beat Houston in a best of seven. And I know that you were a favorite. You were the number one seed and, you know, Houston was the eighth seed and you still went out there and you were able to beat a Houston team. So Minnesota, a team that is probably comparable to you in record in the regular year, you were better than them in the regular season, and now you have Jimmy Butler. So it doesn't mean to me that because you lost Steph that you can't go out there and win.
Doesn't mean that to me either.
You know, for me,
I don't think that's
Mike
what Mike was saying.
Mike was going a little too far. And you took offense, and you know.
I mean, Mike's point was not even about this series. Mike's point is that the Warriors have never actually done anything with Steph as their leader. That's what he said. They've done all kinds of things without Steph. No, they haven't. Period. No, they haven't. How many times have you heard Warriors come on this station and say that everything that's happened in this city for the last 12 years is because of him? It's because of him. Not in spite of him, not next to him. None of that crap. Here's Jimmy Butler on TNT last night.
Steph said this morning that game ones of a series are always just a feeling out process. What do you learn from this game one that you're going to bring into Thursday as a team?
That Steph is our best player, and the game is much easier when we got him.
Jimmy, simple enough. Congrats on the win. We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you.
Yeah, basketball's a whole lot easier when our best player is on the floor. Yes, you're right. The Warriors are very lucky that they've got someone else who has performed as an NBA one before. But I don't know. That's just me. I'm not letting anybody come on this show and say that the Warriors have never been driven by Steph before. It's a ludicrous take.
It is ludicrous. I also think that you can look at what this team has done in the past in the playoffs without Steph and still get some confidence from that. And that's why I look at this series where you're up one game to none and you've got, you know, a series where you're not going to have Steph Curry and you think that I personally don't think that it's over, and I also think that they still have a very good chance to win it. And if I was to make a bet, I would bet the Warriors do win the series.
Okay, and I'm not going to disagree with the idea that they can win this series. I'm not going to use history as some sort of reference that the Warriors don't need him and they've leaned on others in the past. Andre Iguodala drove the bus. Give me a freaking break. Oracle Ochoa in Oakland. What's up, Oracle? Thanks for calling.
What's happening, guys? Can you hear me clearly?
We got you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nice, man. Called in last week before game three, and I took it to the fans a little bit at Chase, our own fans, and they responded. I think we did good at home. 3-4 was solid, but what happened? Game six. I think this all went down with game six when Curry. I just think if we win game six in that series, I think Curry might not be injured. That was deflating to lose that game at home. The first thought when he got hurt last night was game six. And we needed to close that out at home. That would have given him like five or so days of rest. And maybe, just maybe, that doesn't happen last night. But here we are. It's in the past now. Let's move forward. I'm not giving up hope. I'm not having any expectations, to your point. But we do have hope. And I think we're in this. Why? Jimmy Butler is a big reason. Our defense is a big reason. I just think we need to slow the game down, lean on our defense. And, man, if we can get to game five, 2-2, if we can split at home and get one of these next three and go 2-2 with Curry coming back, man, I'll take that. I think we got to take that. I think we got to take it. Game five, going back on the road, win 2 out of 3. We've proven we can win in Minnesota. We've proven we can win on the road with our defense. Curry could use a rest. I think that could be the silver lining, a week off. If we're really going for the ring, he could use a week off. If we can just get one of these next three and get back to 2-2, game five, we got a shot. But, man, our fans, we got to keep bringing it in Chase Center. That's my take, man. No expectation, but a lot of hope. Let's go, Jimmy Butler. If you could get that Miami team to the finals twice with that team around him, and you compare it to what we got around us, I think we got a damn good shot to win this series.
Yeah. Oracle, thanks. I agree with everything you're saying, other than the fact that it sounds like you're making an assumption that Steph's going to play in game five.
No idea.
No idea. I would argue probably not, just based on the timing of things.
That would be Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday.
Well, they're saying
that would be a week from today.
Well, and that's the reevaluation period. So if you're going to be how many times have you seen the Warriors say, we're going to reevaluate him, and then on that day, they're like, yep, he's good, he's playing. Very rare.
Especially with an injury like this.
Exactly.
So I think game six would be the earliest, quote unquote, which can you be still in the series? Yeah.
Of course.
Could you be up 3-2? That to me feels a little bit aggressive, but even if you're down 3-2 and he comes back and that game's at home, I love your chances.
Not over for sure.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.